in Paris the city awakes to the bells of Notre Dame. The fisherman fishes, the bakerman bakes to the bells of Notre Dame. To the big bells as loud as the thunder, to the little bells soft as a psalm. And some say the soul of the city is the toll of the bell. The bells of Notre Dame. Listen, they're beautiful, no? So many colors of sound, so many changing moods. Because, you know, they do not ring all by themselves.
They don't?
No, you silly boy. Up there, high, high in the dark bell tower, lives the mysterious bell ringer. Who is this creature?
Who?
What is he?
What?
How did he come to be there?
How?
Hush! Clopin will tell you. It is a tale. A tale of a man and a monster. Dark was the night when our tale was begun. On the docks near Notre Dame.
Shut it up, will you?
We'll be spotted!
Hush, little one.
Four frightened gypsies slid silently under the docks near Notre Dame.
Four guilders for safe passage into Paris.
But a trap had been laid for the gypsies, and they gazed up in fear and alarm at a figure whose clutches were iron as much as the bell.
Judge Claude Frollo.
The bells of Notre Dame. Judge Claude Frollo longed to purge the world of vice and sin. And he saw corruption everywhere, except within.
Bring these gypsy vermin to the Palace of Justice.
You there! What are you hiding?
Stolen goods, no doubt. Take them from her. This is an unholy demon. I'm sending it back to hell, where it belongs.
See there the innocent blood you have spilled on the steps of Notre Dame.
I am guiltless. She ran, I pursued.
Now you would add this child's blood to your guilt on the steps of Notre Dame.
My conscience is clear.
You can lie to yourself and your minions. You can claim that you haven't a qualm. But you never can run from nor hide what you've done from the eyes. The very eyes of Notre Dame.
And for one time in his life, a power and control. Frollo felt a twinge of fear for his immortal soul.
What must I do?
Care for the child and raise it as your own.
What? I am to be saddled with this misshapen. Very well. But let him live with you in your church.
Live here? Where?
Anywhere. Just so he's kept locked away where no one else can see. The bell tower, perhaps. And who knows, our Lord works in mysterious ways. Even this foul creature may yet prove one day to be of use to me.
And Frollo gave the child a cruel name. A name that means half-formed. Quasimodo. Now, here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. Who is the monster and who is the man? the bells, 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 bells.
Ready to fly? You sure? Good day to try. Why, if I picked a day to fly, oh, this would be it. The Festival of Fools. It will be fun. The jugglers and music and dancing. Nobody wants to be cooped up here forever.
Ah, oh, man! I thought he'd never leave. I'll be spitting feathers for a week.
Well, that's what you get for sleeping with your mouth open.
Go scare a nun. Hey, Quasi, what's going on out there? A fight? A flogging?
A festival.
You mean a feast of fools?
Uh-huh.
All right, all right. Pour the wine and cut the cheese.
It is a treat to watch the colorful pageantry of the simple peasant folk.
Boy, nothing like balcony seats for watching the old FOF.
Yeah, watching.
Oh, look. A mime. Hey, what games?
Aren't you going to watch the festival with us?
I don't get it.
Perhaps he's sick.
Impossible. If 20 years of listening to you two hasn't made him sick by now, nothing will.
But watching the Festival of Fools has always been the highlight of the year for Quasimodo.
What good is watching a party if you never get to go here? Get away from me. Go on, you bunch of buzzards. He's not made of stone like us. See, what's wrong? You want to tell old Laverne all about it?
I just don't feel like watching the festival, that's all.
Well, did you ever think of going there instead?
Sure, but I'd never fit in out there. I'm not normal.
Oh, Quasi. Do you mind? I would like to have a moment with the boy, if it's all right with you.
Hey, quit beating around the bell tower. What do we got to do? Paint you a fresco?
As your friends and guardians, we insist you attend the festival.
Me?
No, the Pope. Of course you!
It would be a veritable potpourri of educational experience.
Wine, women, and song.
You can learn to identify various regional cheeses.
Oven for snails.
Study indigenous folk music.
Play and dunk the monk.
Quasi, take it from an old spectator. Life's not a spectator sport. If watching is all you're going to do, then you're going to watch your life go by without you.
Yeah, you're human. With the flesh and the hair and the navel lint, we're just part of the architecture. Right, Victor?
Yet, if you chip us, will we not flake? If you moisten us, do we not grow moss?
Quasi, just grab a fresh tunic and a clean pair of hose.
Thanks for the encouragement, but you're all forgetting one big thing.
What?
My master, Frollo.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, when he says you're forbidden from ever leaving the bell tower, does he mean ever, ever?
Never, ever. And he hates the Feast of Fools. He'd be furious if I asked to go.
Who says you gotta ask?
Oh, no.
Yes, sneak out.
It's just one afternoon.
I couldn't.
And yes, sneak back in.
He'll never know you were gone.
And if I got caught?
Better to beg forgiveness than ask permission.
He might see me.
You could wear a disguise. Just this once. What Frollo doesn't know can't hurt you.
Ignorance is bliss.
Look, who's talking.
Nobody wants to stay cooped up here forever.
You're right. I'll go.
Yeah,
oh, hurrah!
Boy.
I'll get cleaned up.
Yes, sir!
I'll stroll down those stairs.
There you go.
I'll march through the doors and...
Good morning, Quasimodo.
Good morning, Master.
Dear boy, whomever are you talking to?
My friends.
I see. And what are your friends made of, Quasimodo?
Stone.
Can stone talk?
No, it can't.
That's right. You're a smart lad. Now, lunch. Shall we review your alphabet today?
Oh, yes, Master. I would like that very much.
Very well. A?
Abomination.
B?
Blasphemy.
C?
Contrition.
D?
Damnation.
E?
Eternal damnation.
Good. F?
Festival.
Excuse me.
Forgiveness.
You said festival.
No!
You are thinking about going to the festival.
It's just that you go every year.
I am a public official. I must go. But I don't enjoy a moment. Thieves and cut purses, the dregs of humankind, all mixed together in a shallow, drunken stupor.
Didn't mean to upset you, Master.
Quasimodo, can't you understand? When your heartless mother abandoned you as a child, anyone else would have drowned you. And this is my thanks for taking you in and raising you as my son?
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, my dear Quasimodo, you don't know what it's like out there. I do. I do. The world is cruel. The world is wicked. It's I alone whom you can trust in this whole city. I am your only friend. I who keep you, teach you, feed you, dress you. I who look upon you without fear. How can I protect you, boy, unless you always stay in here, away in here? Remember what I taught you, Quasimodo. You are deformed.
I am deformed.
And you are ugly.
And I am ugly.
And these are crimes for which the world shows little pity. You do not comprehend.
You are my one defender.
Out there they'll revile you as a monster.
I am a monster.
Out there they will hate and scorn and jeer.
Only a monster.
Why invite their calumny and consternation? Stay in here. Be faithful
I'm
to
faithful.
Me. Grateful
I'm grateful.
To me. Do as I say. Obey and
I'll
stay in here.
You are good to me, Master. I'm sorry.
You are forgiven. But remember, Quasimodo, this is your sanctuary.
My sanctuary. Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And up there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one, to hold forever out there, where they all live on, where what I give, what I dare, just to live one day out there. And the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables I can see them. Every day they shout, go and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I was in their skin, I'd treasure every instant of their strolling by the sand. Taste the morning like ordinary men who freely walk about there just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Oh, present, oh,
town for a couple of decades, and they change everything. Excuse me, gentlemen. I'm looking for the Palace of Justice. Would you... I guess not.
What are you trying to say to me that the pants...
Stay away, child. They're gypsies. They'll steal us blind.
Gypsy, where'd you get the money?
For your information, I earned it.
Gypsies don't earn money.
They steal it.
You'd know a lot about stealing.
Troublemaker, huh?
Maybe a day in the stocks will cool you down.
Come back here, Gypsy!
Achilles, sit.
Whoa!
Oh, dear, I'm sorry. Naughty horse. Naughty. He's just impossible. Really, I can't take him anywhere.
Get this thing off me!
I'll teach you a lesson, peasant.
You were saying, Lieutenant?
Captain!
No!
At your service, sir!
I know you have a lot on your mind right now, but the Palace of Justice...
Make way for the captain!
Good! Make way!
Make way! Everybody out of the way!
You! Make way for the captain!
Make way!
Make way now!
Come on, boy. Achilles, heel!
Up. Wait between lashes. Otherwise, the old sting will dull him to the new.
Yes, sir.
Ah, so this is the gallant Captain Phoebus, home from the wars.
Reporting for duty as ordered, sir.
Your service record precedes you, Phoebus. I expect nothing but the best from a war hero of your caliber.
And you shall have it, sir. I guarantee it.
Yes. You know, my last captain of the guard was a bit of a disappointment to me. Well, no matter. I'm sure you'll whip my men into shape.
Thank you. It's a great, tremendous honor, sir.
You've come to Paris in her darkest hour, Captain. It will take a firm hand to save the weak-minded from being so easily misled.
Misled, sir?
Look, Captain. Gypsies. The gypsies live outside the normal order. Their heathen ways inflame the people's lowest instincts, and they must be stopped.
I was summoned from the wars to capture fortune tellers and palm readers?
The real war, Captain, is what you see before you. For 20 years, I have been taking care of the gypsies, one by one. And yet, for all my success, they have thrived. I believe they have a safe haven within the walls of this very city. A nest, if you will. They call it the Court of Miracles.
What are we going to do about it, sir? You make your point quite vividly, sir.
You know, I like you, Captain. Shall we? Your duty calls. Have you ever attended a peasant festival, Captain?
Not recently, sir.
Then this should be quite an education for you. Come along.
might throw a party here in town. Once a year we turn all parties upside down. Every man's a king and every king's a clown. Once again it's topsy-turvy day. It's the day the devilinos get released. It's the day we mock the pig and sharp their priest. Everything is topsy-turvy at the feast of fools. Everything is upsy-daisy. Everyone is acting crazy. Drops his gold and weeds are up in pay. That's the way on topsy-turvy day.
Whoa! Hey, are you all right?
I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
Well, you're not hurt, are you? Here, let's see.
No!
There. See? No harm done. Just try to be a little more careful.
I will.
By the way, great mask.
Chartres to Calais, Kirby Napier, extra sturdy, on the 6th of January, all because it's Topsy Kirby Day. Come one, come all.
Hurry, here's your chance.
See the mystery and romance. Come one, come all. See the finest girl in France. Make an entrance to entrance. Dance La Esmeralda.
Look at that disgusting display.
Yes, sir.
Moment you've been waiting for. Here it is, you know exactly what's in store. Now's the time we laugh until our sides get sore. Now's the time we crown the king of fools. You all remember last year's king? Oh, make a face that's horrible and frightening. Make a face as gruesome as a gargoyle's wing.
Hey.
For the face that's ugliest will be the king of fools. Why?
Folks, forget your shyness. You could soon be called your highness.
Be the king of Topsy Turvy Day.
That's no mask.
It's his face.
He's hideous.
It's the bell ringer from Notre Dame!
Ladies and gentlemen, don't panic! We asked for the ugliest face in Paris, and here he is! Quasimodo, the Hunchback of Notre Dame! Every that we deplore. On the other 364, once a year we stop to crossing, whether we hear this never stopping, for a chance to play a topping day. And pick a king who puts the topping on.
You think he's ugly now? Watch this. Now that's ugly.
Hail to the king!
Oh, the king!
request permission to stop this cruelty.
In a moment, Captain. A lesson needs to be learned here.
Don't be afraid. I'm sorry. This wasn't supposed to happen.
You, gypsy girl, get down at once.
Yes, Your Honor. Just as soon as I free this poor creature.
I forbid it. How dare you defy me?
You mistreat this poor boy the same way you mistreat my people. You speak of justice, yet you are cruel to those most in need of your help.
Silence!
Justice!
Mark my words, Gypsy. You will pay for this insolence.
Then it appears we've crowned the wrong fool. The only fool I see is you.
Captain Phoebus, arrest her.
So there's 10 of you and 1 of me.
What's a poor girl to do?
Witchcraft.
Oh, boy. Over here.
There she is.
Get her!
Easy. I just shaved this morning.
Oh, really? You missed a spot.
All right. Just calm down. Just give me a chance to apologize.
For what?
That, for example.
You sneaky son of a...
Watch it. You're in a church.
Are you always this charming, or am I just lucky?
Candlelight.
privacy, music. Can't think of a better place for hand-to-hand combat.
Ooh.
You fight almost as well as a man.
Funny. I was going to say the same thing about you.
That's hitting a little below the belt, don't you think?
No, this is.
Touché. Didn't know you had a kid.
Well, he doesn't take kindly to soldiers.
I noticed. Permit me. I'm Phoebus. It means sun god. And you are...
Is this an interrogation?
I believe it's called an introduction.
You're not arresting me?
Not as long as you're in here. I can't.
You're not at all like the other soldiers.
Thank you.
So, if you're not going to arrest me, what do you want?
I'd settle for your name.
Esmeralda.
Beautiful. And much better than Phoebus, anyway.
Good work, Captain. Now arrest her. Plain Sanctuary. Say it.
You tricked me.
I'm waiting, Captain.
I'm sorry, sir. She claims sanctuary. There's nothing I can do.
Then drag her outside and...
Frollo, you will not touch her.
Don't worry. Minister Frollo learned years ago to respect the sanctity of the church.
Gypsies don't do well inside stone walls.
What are you doing?
I was just imagining a rope around that beautiful neck.
I know what you were imagining.
Such a clever witch. So typical of your kind to twist the truth, to cloud the mind with unholy thoughts. Well, no matter.
You've chosen a magnificent prison. But it is a prison, nonetheless. Set one foot outside, and you're mine.
Frollo's orders. Put the guard at every door.
Don't worry, Jolly. If Frollo thinks he can keep us here, he's wrong.
Don't act rashly, my child. You created quite a stir at the festival. It would be unwise to arouse Frollo's anger further.
You saw what he did out there, letting the crowd torture that poor boy? I thought if just one person could stand up to him, then... What do they have against people who are different anyway?
You can't right all the wrongs of this world by yourself.
Well, no one out there is going to help, that's for sure.
Well, perhaps there's someone in here who can.
Glory inside of my name. I. Please help my people, the poor and downtrodden. I thought we all were the children of God. God help the outcast children of God.
You, Bellringer, what are you doing down here?
Oh.
Haven't you caused enough trouble already?
Wait. I want to talk to you.
Look, he's got a friend with him.
Yeah, maybe today wasn't a total loss after all.
A vision of loveliness.
The one in the dress ain't bad either.
Hey, Quasi!
Congratulations.
You had it in
you. Got the girls chasing you already.
Actually, I... You mustn't run too fast or she'll get away.
Yes, I know. That's what I...
Give her some slack, then reel her in. Then give her some slack, then reel her in. Then give her some slack.
Knock it off, Hugo. She's a girl, not a mackerel.
Here you are. I was afraid I'd lost you.
Yes. Well, I have chores to do. It was nice seeing you again.
Oh.
No, wait! I'm really sorry about this afternoon. I had no idea who you were. I would never in my life have pulled you up on the stage. What is this place?
This is where I live.
Did you make all these things yourself?
Most of them.
This is beautiful. Oh, if I could do this, you wouldn't find me dancing in the streets for coins.
But you're a wonderful dancer.
Well, it keeps bread on the table anyway. What's this?
Oh, no, please. I'm not finished. I still have to paint them.
It's the blacksmith. And the baker. You're a surprising person, Quasimodo. Not to mention lucky. All this room to yourself?
Well, it's not just me. There's the gargoyles and, of course, the bells. Would you like to see them?
Yes, of course. Wouldn't we, Jolly?
Follow me. I'll introduce you.
I never knew there were so many.
That's little Sophia. And Jean Marie, Anne Marie, Louise Marie. Triplets, you know.
And who's this?
Big Marie.
Hello!
She likes you. Would you like to see more?
How about it, Jolly? We'd love to.
Good. I say the best for last.
Oh. I bet the king himself doesn't have a view like this. I could stay up here forever.
You could, you know.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, yes, you have sanctuary.
But not freedom. Gypsies don't do well inside stone walls.
But you're not like other gypsies. They are evil.
Who told you that?
My master, Frollo. He raised me.
How can such a cruel man have raised someone like you?
Cruel? Oh, no. He saved my life. He took me in when no one else would. I am a monster, you know.
He told you that?
Look at me.
Give me your hand.
Why?
Just let me see it. A long lifeline. Oh, and this one means you're shy. Well, that's funny.
What?
I don't see any.
Any what?
Monster lines. Not a single one. Now you look at me. Do you think I'm evil?
No. No, no. You were kind and good and...
And a gypsy. And maybe Frollo's wrong about the both of us.
What does he say?
Frollo's nose is long and he wears a truss.
Ha! Told you! Pay up!
Oh, dear.
Chump.
You helped me. Now I will help you.
But there's no way out. There's soldiers at every door.
We won't use a door.
You mean climb down?
Sure. You carry him. I carry you.
Okay. Come on, Jolly.
Ready?
Yes.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid. Now I'm afraid.
The trick is not to look down.
You've done this before?
No.
Wow, you're quite an acrobat.
Thank you.
Get the alley! This way!
Not for an instant.
I'll never forget you, Esmeralda.
Come with me.
What?
To the Court of Miracles. Leave this place.
Oh, no. I'm never going back out there again. You saw what happened today. No. This is where I belong.
All right, then I'll come to see you.
Here? But the soldiers and Frollo...
I'll come after sunset.
But at sunset, I ring the evening mass, and after that, I clean the cloisters, and then I ring the vespers, and... whatever's good for you.
If you ever need sanctuary, this will show you the way.
But how?
Just remember, when you wear this woven band, you hold the city in your hand.
Hurry, you must go.
Hi there. I'm looking for the gypsy girl. Have you seen her?
Whoa, 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 easy.
No soldiers. Sanctuary.
Get out. Wait. All I want is...
Go! I mean her no harm.
Go!
You tell her from me. I didn't mean to trap her here. But it was the only way I could save her life. Will you tell her that? Will you? If you go. Now.
I'll go. Now, will you put me down, please? Oh, and one more thing. Tell Esmeralda she's very lucky.
Why?
To have a friend like you.
Ejected that tin-plated buffoon with great panache.
The nerve of him. Snooping around here trying to steal your girl.
My girl?
Esmeralda. Dark hair. Works with a goat. Remember?
Boy, I do. Way to go, lover boy.
Lover boy? Oh, no.
Oh, don't be so modest.
Look, I appreciate what you're all trying to do, but let's not fool ourselves. Ugliest face in all Paris, remember? I don't think I'm her type.
So many times out there, I've watched a happy pair of lovers walking in the night. They had a kind of glow around them. It almost looked like heaven's love. I knew I'd never know that warm and loving glow, though I might wish with all my might. No face as hideous as my face was ever meant for heaven's light. But suddenly an angel has smiled at me and kissed my cheek without a trace of fright. I dared to dream that she might even care for me. And as I ring these bells tonight, my cold dark tower seems so bright. I swear it must be heaven's love.
Your day.
Santa Maria. You know I am a righteous man. Of my virtue I am justly proud. Beata Maria. You know I'm so much purer than the common, vulgar, weak, licentious crowd. Then tell me, Maria, why I see her dancing there, why her smoldering eyes still scorch my soul. I feel her, I see her, the sun caught in her raven hair is blazing in me out of all control. Like fire, hell fire, this fire. I'm not to blame. It is the gypsy girl, the witch, who set this flame. It's not my fault. If in God's plan, he made the devil so much stronger than a man. Protect me, Maria. Don't let the siren cast her spell. Don't let her fire sear my flesh and bone. Destroy Esmeralda and let her taste the fires of hell, or else let her be mine and mine alone.
Minister Fuller, the gypsy has escaped.
What?
She's nowhere in the cathedral. She's gone.
But how? Never mind. Get out, you idiot. I'll find her. I'll find her if I have to burn down all of Paris. Hellfire, dark fire. Now, gypsy, it's your turn. Choose me or your pyre. Be mine or you will burn. God have mercy on her. God have mercy on her.
Morning, sir. Are you feeling all right?
I had a little trouble with the fireplace.
I see. Your orders, sir?
Find the gypsy girl.
Ten pieces of silver for the gypsy Esmeralda.
Lock them up!
Of silver for the gypsy Esmeralda. Take them away.
He's never harmed anyone.
Frollo's gone mad.
We found this gypsy talisman on your property. Have you been harboring gypsies?
Our home is always open to the weary traveler. Have mercy, my lord.
I am placing you and your family under house arrest until I get to the bottom of this. If what you say is true and you are innocent, then you have nothing to fear.
But we are innocent. I assure you, we know nothing of these gypsies.
Burn it.
What?
Until it smolders, these people are traitors and must be made examples of.
With all due respect, sir, I was not trained to murder the innocent.
But you were trained to follow orders. Insolent coward.
Ah!
sentence for insubordination is death. Such a pity. You threw away a promising career.
Consider it my highest honor, sir.
Get him! And don't hit my horse!
Don't waste your arrows. Let the traitor rot in his watery grave. Find the girl. If you have to burn the city to the ground, so be it.
Still no sign of the gypsy girl.
I had the entire cathedral surrounded. Guards at every door. There was no way she could have escaped. Unless...
Oh, it doesn't look good.
It's hopeless. Absolutely hopeless.
You're telling me? I'm losing to a bird!
Oh, but that... Poor gypsy girl. I'm beginning to fear the worst.
I know. But now don't you say anything to upset Quasimodo. He's worried enough already.
Yeah, you're right. We better lighten up.
Shh. Here he comes.
Now just stay calm.
Not a word.
Easy does it.
Stone-faced.
Any sign of her?
Oh, it's a lost cause. She could be anywhere. In the stocks, in the dungeon, on the rack. Oh, God.
Nice work, Victor.
No, he's right. What are we going to do? What are you guys talking about? If I know Esmeralda, she's three steps ahead of Frollo and well out of harm's way. Do you really think so? Hey, when things cool off, she'll be back. You'll see.
What makes you so sure?
Because she likes you. We always said you were the cute one.
I thought I was the cute one.
No, you're the fat, stupid one with the big mouth.
What are you saying exactly?
Take it from us, Quasi. You've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you're irresistible.
Knights in shining armor certainly aren't your type.
And those guys are a dime a dozen. But you, you're one of a kind. Look, Paris, the city of lovers, is glowing this evening. True, that's because it's on fire.
But still, there's l'amour.
Somewhere out there in the night, her heart is also alight. And I know the guy she just might be burning for. A guy like you. She's never known, kid. A guy like you, a girl does not meet every day. You've got a look. That's all your own, kid. Could there be two
like you? No way.
Those other guys that she could dangle all look the same from every boring point of view. You're a surprise from every angle. Mungia above, she's gotta love a guy like you.
A guy like you. Gets extra credit because it's true. You've got a certain something more.
You're racist, kid.
You see that face? You don't forget it.
Want something new?
That's you.
For sure.
We all have gaped at some Adonis.
But then we crave a meal more nourishing to chew.
And since you're shaped like a croissant is,
no question of she's gotta love a guy like you.
Call me a hopeless romantic, but Quasi, I feel it.
She wants you so, any moment she'll walk through that door.
For a guy so swell,
a guy like you.
With all you bring together, a cool guitar.
cell. It's why she fell, for you know her.
You know her.
And she was you-la-la. She will discover, guy. You're one heck of a guy. Who would have loved a guy like you?
Quasi? Quasimodo.
Esmeralda? Esmeralda, you're all right. I knew you'd come back.
You've done so much for me already, my friend. But I must ask your help one more time.
Yes, anything.
This is Phoebus. He's wounded and a fugitive like me. He can't go on much longer. I knew he'd be safe here. Please, can you hide him?
This way.
Strong enough to move.
Great. I could use a drink. Ah! Yes! Feels like a 1470 Burgundy. Not a good year.
That family owes you their lives. You're either the single bravest soldier I've ever seen, or the craziest.
Ex-soldier, remember? Why is it? Whenever we meet, I end up bleeding.
You're lucky. That arrow almost pierced your heart.
I'm not so sure it didn't.
You must leave. Quick, follow me. Go down the south tower steps.
Be careful, my friend. Promise you won't let anything happen to him.
I promise.
Thank you.
Quick, we gotta stash the step.
Master, I didn't think you'd be coming.
I'm never too busy to share a meal with you, dear boy. I brought a little treat.
Oh!
Is there something troubling you, Quasimodo?
Oh, no!
Oh, but there is. I know there is. I think you're hiding something.
Oh, no, Master. There's no...
You're not eating, boy.
Mm. It's very good. Thank you. Seeds.
What's different in here?
Nothing, sir.
Isn't this one new? It's awfully good. Looks very much like the gypsy girl. I know you helped her escape! But I know all Paris is burning because of you!
She was kind to me, Master.
You idiot! That wasn't kindness, it was cunning! She's a gypsy! Gypsies are not capable of real love! Think, boy,
think of your mother.
But what chance could a poor, misshapen child like you have against her heathen treachery?
Well,
never you mind, Quasimodo. She'll be out of our lives soon enough. I will free you from her evil spell. She will torment you no longer.
What do you mean?
I know where her hideout is. And tomorrow at dawn, I attack with 1,000 men.
Before daybreak.
If Frollo gets there first.
Are you coming with me?
I can't.
I thought you were Esmeralda's friend.
Frollo's my master. I can't disobey him again.
She stood up for you. You've got a funny way of showing gratitude. Well, I'm not going to sit by and watch Frollo massacre innocent people. You do what you think is right.
What am I supposed to do? Go out there and rescue the girl from the jaws of death, and the whole town will cheer like I'm some kind of a hero? She already has her knight in shining armor, and it's not me. Frollo was right. Frollo was right about everything. And I'm tired of trying to be something that I'm not. Must be out of my mind. Phoebus! Shh! I'm coming with you.
Glad you changed your mind.
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for her.
You know where she is?
No, but she said that this will help us find her.
Good, good, good. Ah, great. What is it?
I'm not sure.
Must be some sort of code. Maybe it's Arabic. No, it's not Arabic. Maybe it's ancient Greek.
When you wear this woven band, you hold the city in your hand.
What?
It's the city.
What are you talking about?
It's a map. See? Here's the cathedral and the river and this little stone.
I've never seen a map that looks
like... Look, I've lived up in the bell tower for 20 years, and I think I know what the city looks like from above. And
this is not it. All right. Okay. If you say it's a map, fine. It's a map. But if we're going to find Esmeralda, we have to work together. Truce?
Well, okay. Sorry.
No, you're not. This looks like the symbol on the map.
But what does it mean?
Not sure. I can make out an inscription, but it's going to take a few minutes to translate it. Yes, well, or we could just go down those stairs.
Is this the Court of Miracles?
Offhand, I'd say it's the Court of Ankle-Deep Sewage. Must be the old catacombs. Cheerful place. Kind of makes you wish you got out more often, eh, Quasi?
Not me. I just want to warn Esmeralda and get back to the bell tower before I get in any more trouble.
Speaking of trouble, we should have run into some by now.
What do you mean?
You know, a guard, a booby trap, or an ambush.
Well, well, well. What have we here?
Trespasser! Spies!
We're not spies.
You've got to listen.
Don't interrupt me. You're very clever to have found our hideaway. Unfortunately, you won't live to tell the tale.
Maybe you've heard of a terrible place where the scoundrels of Paris collect the air. Maybe you've heard of that mythical place called the Court of Miracles.
Hello, you're there.
Late and walk.
And the blind can't see.
But the dead don't talk. So you won't be around to reveal what you found.
We have a method for finding intruders around like hornets protecting their hide.
Here in the court of miracles,
where it's a miracle if you get out alive.
Gather out, everybody. There's good news.
Good night.
It's a double header. A couple of Bruno spies.
And not just any spies. His captain of the guard and his loyal bell-ringing henchman.
The justice is swift in the court of miracles. I am the lawyer and judge all in one. We like to get the crime over with quickly because of the sentence that's really the fun.
Any last words? That's what they all say.
Now that we've seen all the evidence.
Wait, I object!
Overall!
I object! Quiet!
We find you totally innocent. Which is the worst crime of all?
Say it, darling, to bed!
Stop! These men aren't spies, they're our friends.
Why didn't they say so?
We did say so.
This is the soldier who saved the Miller's family, and Quasimodo helped me escape the cathedral.
We came to warn you. Frollo's coming. He says he knows where you're hiding, and he's attacking at dawn with 1,000 men.
Then let's waste no time. We must leave immediately. You took a terrible risk coming here. You may not exactly show, but we're grateful.
Don't thank me. Thank Quasimodo. Without his help, I would never have found my way here.
Nor would I.
After 20 years of searching, the Court of Miracles is mine at last. Dear Quasimodo, I always knew you would someday be of use to me.
What are you talking about?
Why, he led me right to you, my dear.
You're a liar.
And look what else I've caught in my net. Captain Phoebus back from the dead. Another miracle, no doubt. I shall remedy that. There'll be a little bonfire in the square tomorrow, and you're all invited to attend. Lock them up.
No, please, Master.
No. Take him back to the bell tower and make sure he stays there. The prisoner Esmeralda has been found guilty of the crime of witchcraft. The sentence, death.
Let him go! He is innocent!
The time has come, Gypsy. You stand upon the brink of the abyss. Yet even now it is not too late. I can save you from the flames of this world and the next. Choose me or the fire. The gypsy Esmeralda has refused to recant. This evil witch has put the soul of every citizen in Paris in danger.
Come on, Quasi, snap out of it!
Your friends are down there.
It's all my fault.
You gotta break these chains!
I can't. I tried. What difference would it make?
But you can't let Frollo win.
He already has.
So you're giving up? That's it?
These chains aren't what's holding you back, Quasimodo.
Leave me alone.
Okay. Okay, Quasi. We'll leave you alone.
After all, we're only made out of stone.
We just thought maybe you were made of something stronger.
Where she belongs.
No!
Oh.
the cathedral.
Don't worry. You'll be safe here.
You men, pick up that beam. Break down the door.
Alone at last.
Citizens of Paris, Frollo has persecuted our people, ransacked our city, and now he has declared war on Notre Dame herself. Will we allow it?
I think the cavalry's here.
Hey, isn't that Feeble?
Dofus.
Phoebus.
Sorry.
That's how it works.
Wait for me!
Achilles, sit.
Help her off me!
Fly, my pretty. Fly!
Put your backs into it!
I will not tolerate this assault on the house of God.
Silence, you old fool. The hunchback and I have unfinished business to attend to. And this time, you will not interfere.
We've done it, Esmeralda. We've beaten them back. Come and see. Esmeralda, wake up. You're safe now. Esmeralda? Oh, no.
Horrible as it was, I hope you can forgive me. There, Quasimodo. I know it hurts. But now the time has come to end your suffering. Forever. No. Listen to me, Quasimodo.
No, you listen! All my life you have told me that the world is a dark, cruel place. But now I see that the only thing dark and cruel about it is people like you.
Quasimodo.
Esmeralda.
She lives.
No!
Leaving so soon?
Look! Up there!
Hang on!
I should have known you'd risk your life to save that gypsy witch. Just as your own mother died trying to save you.
What?
Now, I'm going to do what I should have done 20 years ago! The wicked and plunge them into the fiery pit.
when the world's over, when we have learned, I pray someday we may yet be fairer, these will be rare, and grief will not bear. God, see this fine millennium on its way. Stand in the sun there, that bright afternoon. Oh, till then, on main when the sun is gone, we'll hang on and we'll wait upon.